Well, has the busyness of this time of year made it a little difficult for you to catch your favorite shows here at Mater Dei Radio? Well, no need to worry, because showing up in inboxes this afternoon are some of the best things that you may have missed this week at Mater Dei Radio. Joining us today is our digital media manager, Sarah Kenzie, to tell you a little bit more about what you're going to find in your inbox today. Good morning, Sarah. Thanks for joining us again.
Good morning.
I imagine, Sarah, that it's kind of fun for you to be able to go through a week's worth of programming to pick out, gosh, what you really think people would be interested in hearing about this week.
It definitely is. It gives me a chance to listen to a lot of our shows, which, you know, sometimes it's hard for even us to keep up with all of them because there's so much going on around here. But we do have so many great locally produced shows, and I think sometimes maybe they get overlooked a little bit. And so we love to draw some attention to those because, you know, for our listeners, especially here in our area, it's really cool to know that you're hearing from your own community. You're hearing from the people in our local church, and they're sharing so many wonderful insights about our faith.
Well, Sarah, we know on the Morning Blend, because that is typically a show people are popping in and out of. It's a two-hour show, and they're not always able to hear the whole thing. But recently, was able to have a great conversation with Northwest Catholic Counseling. That's going to be one of the interviews that's going to be highlighted in this week's email. Tell our listeners more.
I thought that this was such a great interview that you had with Marshall and Lacey from Northwest Catholic Counseling, and they talk about depression and really give us a good understanding of what that is, and, you know, maybe how you differentiate that from, you know, other things that might be going on. You know, what are things to look for? What are tools you can use for all of us? And also how you can maybe get a more one-on-one help if you need it. And I loved how the three of you discussed that this time of year is really difficult for a lot of people. You know, the shorter days and the holidays can be really hard sometimes, and especially with the pandemic. And so I just loved that you talked about it very openly and gave people a lot of tools if that's something that they need help with.
Sarah, I think the neat thing about this interview too that is pointed out is that it's for the people who might be experiencing that, but also for people who maybe recognize that in other family members.
Right.
Maybe they can't see it for themselves. So definitely would encourage everybody to tune into that interview, because she gives us some great tips, some things to look out for, and some real simple things that we can do to help alleviate some of those symptoms. Well, as you said, Sarah, you get an opportunity to hear some of our great shows that are locally produced, ones that come on the weekends, too, are really great shows. One of my favorites, and I get a chance to talk with Terry every week, The Glory of the Mass. Such a great show because, wow, the music that he finds, really incredible. He has something special for this week.
Yes, so we're going to be sharing the episode for this coming Sunday, which is the second Sunday of Advent. And you can also go back and listen to the first Sunday of Advent. And I think personally, I love music, and music is a great way for me to enter into whatever liturgical season we're in. So during Advent, I love to, you know, really immerse myself in that. So I really encourage all of you to check out that episode, listen to last week's as well.
You know, Sarah, the other thing that makes this week's episode of Glory of the Mass so special is because of a wonderful Marian feast day, the Immaculate Conception being celebrated during the week. And I know Terry has spent some time pulling some music for that episode, so definitely check that out. Sarah, speaking of Marian feast days, you know, everybody that is on our mailing list here at Mater Dei Radio got a real special mailing and something that really promotes our Blessed Mother all year long. Tell our listeners about the Marian calendar.
Yes, so we just sent out our Marian calendar for 2022. We also have a Advent and Christmas greeting for all of our listeners, but it's a great way. You just take that postcard, put it up on your fridge. It's got all the Marian feast days. And so you can remember, you know, we've got all these different feast days coming up, and you can learn about each of them, which is really fun to learn the backstory of some of those feasts. And if you didn't get that in the mail, you can also go to our website under our Advent prayer section. We have a PDF linked, so you can also print off that calendar as well.
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful. You put this together for Mater Dei Radio. So I encourage our listeners, if you didn't get one, definitely check that out. Sarah Kenzie is our digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio. And we're talking about the email that you are going to find in your inbox this afternoon. You know, Sarah, while people were on our webpage looking at that new beautiful calendar, they also can look at our community calendar too. That's updated, well, just constantly, every day, right, all week long. Deborah is so great about keeping the calendar up to date. And there are some fun things to do and some great ways to really focus your spiritual life during this Advent season. But there's nothing that screams Advent like a great barbecue chicken dinner. Remind our listeners what's happening.
Yes. Yeah, so this is one of my personal favorite meals, but the Sacred Heart St. Louis Parish is going to be having their 64th semi-annual barbecue chicken dinner this weekend, so Sunday, December 5th. So it's down in Jervis, which is actually the area that I grew up. I grew up going to Sacred Heart in my early years, and that's where my mom's family's from. So we really love the Jervis chicken dinner. And so if you're in that area, you're driving through, they are going to be hosting that from 11 to 2. And it's just a drive-through this year, but you can still get a full dinner of delicious chicken to take home.
Oh, and don't forget that wonderful pie that will, yes, just top it all off. Well, again, another great email that is coming out. Sarah, the great thing about our community calendar, too, is it's really another great opportunity for our whole local community. So if your parish has a special event coming up, maybe one of the holiday bazaars where people can get a little bit of their shopping done, please, right, let us know here at Mater Dei Radio, and then we'll be sure to get it on our community calendar. It's available on the app, too.
That is right. If you open up the Hail Mary Media app, all you have to do is click local events and our whole calendar will load. And so you can find an event to go to.
Really great events. And also while you're there, definitely want to check out our Advent resources. Again, those are happening on our webpage and on the app. The app is so easy to take with you because if you happen to stop in for a holy hour, maybe, mm-hmm, just a few minutes on your lunch break, you've got so many prayers there, especially some great prayers for this Advent season. So we encourage all of our listeners to check that Hail Mary Media app through your app store on your smartphone. Well, Sarah, I sure appreciate your time today. Another great email, another great highlight reel of everything that we do here at Mater Dei Radio. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Brenda.
And if you are not getting those emails, please be sure to let us know or find out more information on how to do all of that. You can find some of that information on the podcast of this interview on our Hail Mary Media app or our webpage, materdeiradio.com.